Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you for listening to me. This is Dove Knight, singer, songwriter, intellectual, professional recording artist, songwriting musician, and thank you for listening to me on this broadcast. The topic is Dove Knight's music, new song coming out. As you know, or if you haven't known, I have done so many broadcasts regarding my music, and I talked about philosophy and all kinds of things. Well, this broadcast and the next broadcast for at least 4 months or so will be about, you know, just general philosophy related to my music. And for me, who's been doing music for so many years, I've written, played, and so on. It's been a joy to create. And part of the creative process is for me to be involved in different measures of creative output and input in order to understand the reality of this world where I live in. And doing these podcasts was such a joy to do. So thank you for listening. I wanted to talk about that I have released 5 albums the last 3 or 4 years. I released several songs and EPs and for the last 8 to 7 years, 10 years. So I have done so much, but I also written books. I have, and with my music, I've designed pretty much all my music videos. I designed a number of my album covers. I done a lot. The reason why I'm telling you this is that it's part of the creative process that goes with my music. And my music involves being involved in so many different measures of creative performance for me that requires me to just simply express myself. So I'm here today, and I hope you are having a good day. And again, to those who are listening to me out there, thank you very much for listening. The first thing I want to say is I released 5 albums. I hope to release another album soon. I was looking at April of 2021 as a time to release a new album, but I don't know. The company that I work with is up to them, and it also depends on what is needed for the release to happen. However, there is a new song that I'm going to release, and it's called I Want You. I co-written it, and I'm going to give props to the person, well, I won't mention my name, who co-written it with me, and it's been a joy to create. This song is I Want You. That song, I'm just playing a tidbit because you're going to get the single. It will be with the album. So hopefully it will come out in April. It's called I Want You. You know, I release other songs. Yes, I have. You know, like last year. Remember this song?
But I'm a real nice excuse me.
Hello.
I really want you to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
For the work they've done. And I say that to all songwriters in general. But for me, it was a joy to do because making music is such a part of me. It's been a part of me for so many years. It just came upon me because I, you know, truthfully, while I was an artist, I never expected to become a professional singer, but life circumstances and years of hardship as a child led me down that path, which was a good thing. And it was a way for me to create and bring out the vision that I had in myself about what was going on around me and what I wanted to express through the music. And to sing it was the first step because, you know, when I went through a lot, I had to sing a song. And singing a song was such a part of me, and it always will, because I've done it for years. It went from singing it to just doing it as creative to now becoming a dream. And a dream is something that everybody have. And I wanted to say that part of that dream is to continue to create for me. And these songs are expression of the creativity and a focus of hard work and years of paying my dues. But most importantly, I pay my dues to me. Because when I go on my keyboard, like I have yesterday, and make up new songs, I get very inspired. It's such a joy where I make up a song on the keyboard, and then I go and write the lyrics to a song. So that's where all these songs come from. And when I go and make it in a studio, or when I perform on stage, that's just an extension of who I am as a person. So it's a joy to create and be a part of the creative world. It was my destiny to do, and it's such a joy to be a professional singer-songwriter. Here's another song that I made not too long ago. Recently, just like the other two, is called Satisfied.
My destiny is to be an intellectual, to learn
and to grow and to be able to communicate and express myself using my mind. Wisdom is so important to me, but I also realize that I would be nothing without the creative side. The creative focus has always been a part. When I started drawing pictures when I was young, to I got inspired acting, doing little things as a child, to wanting to sing and play instruments as a young adult. And that creative curiosity led me from Western New York. I lived in upstate New York, where I'm originally from. And I went to New York City, I did, because I wanted to be a star. And then New York just somehow pushed me away and led me down to Hollywood. So I came to L.A. for that chance to be a star. And an ability to create and make music for you is a dream come true, to release albums to the public, for the public to consider buying and to listen. That's truly what I came out here for, to do. While the intellectual side is part of the destiny to understand, as well as to know what's going on around me, it's also important for me to create. And this creative muse that I became and mediums that I went into is not a hobby. It is a career, a life that I spent so many years doing. I didn't just do demos. I performed on little shows in West LA and the Valley for so many years. I did public access shows with jam bands or people who just want to jam and have fun. Music was not just for fun for me. It's not just a hobby. It is a dream. It is a career. And that's why I will always say, because as a creative person and as a person who wants to expand my horizons in so many different ways, shape, and forms, I get told each day that even at my age, I get told each day that I am not going to be this or that. But I always remind myself that that is not true. I respect other creators because creating music is so important to the soul. And when a song is released, it's released to you, for you to enjoy and for you to buy. And that is what I'm here about to do. Now, the philosophical side is just to be who I need to be and to understand what's going on in the present, truly. Because that is where I will always go and be. So when I was very young, I was into rock music. I wanted to be the next Axl Rose, but I also realized over time that I had to be Dove Knight. I had to sing my own style, be my own self, because learning from people who admire me, or, you know, I had a lot of people who I was influenced by. I was influenced by Michael Jackson. I was influenced by Jimi Hendrix. I was influenced by Bon Jovi. I was influenced by, you know, the Beatles. I was influenced by Jim Morrison. I was influenced by Prince. I was even influenced by Whitney Houston because her voice was so spectacular. I took all of those, the knowledge, as well as the rock heroes like Axl Rose, GNR, Motley Crue, the glam rock bands, David Bowie, Queen. Oh, I love Queen. Freddie Mercury got a beautiful voice. And so on and so on and so on. Led Zeppelin. And I took all of it and became my own unique style, my own unique vision, my own unique voice to be myself. Because when I realized that admiring other artists is one thing, but the goal is to be myself and to be me. Sing like thyself, because I know I'm truly who I am. and that is where I am. I am truly an artist, very much who I am, and do it in my own way, but also to understand and respect other artists and people from all walks of life who have a dream to be somebody on this planet. Whether you want to be a businessman, go into the music business, or you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, it's important to cherish those gifts of ambition and gifts of talent to never be taken away. Because that's what I always aspired to be when I came to L.A., particularly Hollywood, to be a star and to be who I need to be. Because I'm a creator, but I'm also a thinker and intellectual. And to champion where I need to go to be thyself. Because when I was younger, I learned one thing, but I know that when I get older, I have to learn another. Because staying in the past is not where I'm going to get where I need to go. It's about understanding the past to transcending it to have a better present and future. Aspire to be who I need to be. One day at a time. Whatever it takes me, I do the best I can. But one thing I know, I have to create. Create. And it's not a hobby. It's a career. It's a dream. You can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. I have videos. I have songs on there. That's where I will say that's where my main contact, and that's where I really speak out about what's going on. Because the truth is, you know, I had a website. I had so many websites. And, you know, I am going to see about the websites being put up. But for now, just contact me on Twitter at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. As an indie artist, which I became to release music through an indie label, it was a joy to be able to have their music released. And to know that I can create. That's my rock and roll song. It's called Trauma. It was right in. That song was written about, you know, I had some polarizing experiences of understanding thyself, which made me a more positive person. So, you know, living on the streets of L.A. and living on the streets of New York, you know, I'm from upstate New York, you know, as I told you before. And I had some experiences, while not so positive, ended up making me more positive to understand life itself. And one of the reasons why I love to sing and to write a song is I'm able to write about what's going on, light and dark. But I'm a light person. I'm positive. And as a creative person, I love to sing. And I love to write and make songs from the little keyboard that I was given to. And it's a joy to talk to you. It really is. I am so happy to be able to be in this moment to talk to you from this podcast, whoever is listening around the world. Because it's just acquiring more and more experience and knowledge as a human being. The realization that one life to live means I must experience and do the best I can, but to try to experience as much as I can to learn about life itself. And a way for me to do it is to create, but also to think and express that myself on an intellectual level to understand what's going on around me, because that's where it is. And I respect all creators and artists and all people, regardless of where they come from, whatever level they are, because everybody's karma is different from one another, in my opinion. And I cannot judge, because we are all equal. But to those who have dreams like me and ambitions, truly go for them. Make your dreams come true, like I want mine to come true, because we all deserve to be happy. We truly do. Making yourself happy means you want to do something that makes yourself feel good. Make a living at something you feel good. For me, it's making art, making music, using my mind to understand where I'm at so I can keep going and becoming the person that I should be. And music is a part of that, you know, the inner part of me to realize that understanding life means that we must be who we need to be. And we have choices, but the choice I make is to create and to talk to you and to sing to you because we're all in this together. Thank you very much for listening. The next episode will be about something related to music, but it may be something related to philosophy. Hopefully, you can listen to that episode too. From Dove Knight, professional singer, songwriter, author, intellectual, and person who's genuinely honest and down to earth, and who loves to talk to you on this podcast. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.